You're listening to SBS News.
A small crowd of students gathered outside the Perth office of Attorney General Michele Akash on Wednesday, urging an end to the detention of a family of four detained on Christmas Island since 2019 after an urgent court injunction blocked their deportation to Sri Lanka. The family's youngest member, 3-year-old Tharnika, was medically evacuated from Christmas Island and admitted to Perth Children's Hospital on Monday with a suspected blood infection after more than 10 days of high fevers, vomiting, and diarrhea. Family friends said this diagnosis was confirmed on Tuesday, attributing the cause of the infection to untreated pneumonia. On Monday, Tharnika's mother, Priya, issued a desperate plea from her daughter's bedside for help to free her children.
I want to thank everybody for their love and good wish. We hope Tharnika can get the help she need now. Please help us to get her out of detention and home to Bilola.
One woman who took part in the protest outside the Perth Attorney General's office is Erin Russell. She says the detention of the family is shameful.
We're here because we want to make it really loud and clear that university students across the state support the freedom for Tharnika and her whole family. We think it's just completely horrific the way that they're being treated by this government and the way that all refugees are treated by this government. They're innocent people. They're having their health neglected. We think it's completely shameful and they should be allowed to stay.
Ms. Russell went on to say that those gathered hoped medical staff would intervene and stop the return of the toddler to immigration detention.
We're calling on the healthcare workers to refuse to allow her to leave. I think it'd be amazing if we could see a situation like we saw in Queensland with baby Asha, where the health staff just refused to let her out. And we want to see just ordinary people from across the state to come out to the hospital to just refuse to shut up and be quiet.
After 2 days in the Perth Children's Hospital being treated for sepsis and pneumonia, reportedly untreated for 10 days, Tharnika's temperature has fallen, but she is still not eating. Aran Milvaganam of the Tamil Refugee Council says the young girl is constantly crying for her dad and 3-year-old sister who remain on Christmas Island.
The latest update I have is basically Tharnika had a blood test yesterday. They're waiting for the results. Her condition has improved since she was brought to Perth, but she's constantly crying for her dad and sister. Priya had many sleepless nights and she's struggling with the shoulder injury as well.
The family fear they'll be sent back to Christmas Island by week's end. Amid growing calls for their release, some ministers, including Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, are suggesting the family could be resettled outside of Australia.
I understand that there are two options that are being looked at. I understand the United States is the first of those, and that New Zealand is also an option. And as you say, Minister Andrews and her department are working through the details of those. There is also a court process underway, which has been initiated. And of course, we absolutely respect that court process.
That proposal has surprised the family's lawyer, Karina Ford, who says it could be a way to distract from the issue at hand, the family's prolonged detention with children and allegedly not receiving adequate medical care.
It might have been good if it had come to us first, which made me wonder whether potentially was it a generic sort of general statement made that they're looking at options rather than necessarily there's anything concrete in place with the US or New Zealand. This case is not in that cohort that's currently being looked at for that deal. It probably came as a bit of a surprise. I do wonder in the circumstances of where that press conference was at, whether it was used as a way to distract from the issue as such.
Ms. Ford says she has written to the Immigration Department about this proposal to ask if there is something concrete in place, but hasn't received a reply as yet. SBS News requested clarity on the position of Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, but the department said they had no further comments to add. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, in Perth for the day, avoided media questions, leaving the family and their supporters to continue waiting for answers. A candlelight vigil is set to take place at Hyde Park in Sydney on Thursday, organized by Mums for Refugees. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.